This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Huge crowds have gathered in the British capital to say a final goodbye to Queen Elizabeth II. Live from Westminster in central London, this is a special edition of Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Britain's longest reigning monarch will be laid to rest this evening, 11 days after she died at age 96. 500 dignitaries are attending the late Queen's state funeral, which will begin just across the road at Westminster Abbey at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's been described as the biggest single gathering of a global statesman and women in living memory. More than a million people are expected to have made their way to the capital, many of whom have gathered along the ceremonial route the Queen's coffin will travel. We spoke to some who told us why they wanted to be a part of this historic day.
Normally on a Monday, Topsy would be going to school and just a normal work day. I think it's important, particularly because I have girls, so we're never going to see another Queen again. And you can be left all right, but the Queen is part of our history.
She was a really great queen. I drew a rose and then at the top I put Queen Elizabeth 1926 to 2022.
I'm in the Air Force, been in the military for about 14 years. So yeah, it's nice to come down, show respects for the work that she's done.
And you have some beautiful bright flowers with you. Where are you planning to leave those?
I'm going to head down to Green Park now, places down, and then head over down to Parliament Square.
Well, for the last couple of weeks, thousands of people have laid floral tributes to the Queen. John Davidson from Tom Brown Wholesale took me through his refrigerated warehouse in southeast London and explained what blooms have been most popular.
Coming this way. So this is the fridge. So chrysanth blooms there. Historically, if you was looking at funeral flowers, just any funeral flowers, these are probably the most popular, the white chrysanths. Thistle, very, very big in Scotland. And what the difference I see in Scotland was whites and thistles.
For a memorial for the Queen, what people are buying.
Really, sales went up in that. We didn't see it so much in London. In London, it was really bright colours. In Scotland, it was much more the traditional whites and the blues, the thistles, much more traditional.
And you can sort of see that at some of the memorials, especially in Green Park. You see lots of sunflowers and just very bright colours.
Yeah, so sunflowers have been really, really popular. It's a good season at the moment for sunflowers. Gerberas, which have been really popular.
Those are daisies of all colours. There's pink, white, yellow, orange, multicoloured ones.
That's one of the pickups we've seen is in gerbera sales. I think with the way the Queen was, and I think that's more of a celebration of everything. And certainly if you pick up on the Queen's sort of dress, it was always bright, and that's what we're seeing. We have seen not such a pickup in white, but huge pickup in all the pinks and the pastels.
So do you make your purchasing decisions in sort of real time as you're seeing what sellers want?
Yeah, we buy every day from the auction.
You're talking about the Dutch auction?
Dutch auction, yeah. We buy 5 days a week from the Dutch auction, and we can see overnight what has sold and what hasn't, and we can instantly repurchase that, and it will be in to us by 11:30 at night.
For listeners who won't be familiar with how the Dutch auction works, how do you make sure that you have enough supply?
Yeah, so we work really closely with our Dutch suppliers. They sit on the auction, and their job is to secure the flowers. Though there has been an increase in demand for something like the Queen. If you look at something like Valentine's Day or Mother's Day, my buyers over there are buying millions of stems a day, and they know the price points they're willing to pay. They also have direct relations with growers, so they bypass the auction and they'll have a pre-agreed price for their product. There isn't a week where there isn't an event somewhere. That's the truth.
But of course, this one was unexpected. So how do you plan for your stock and
what demand people might want?
Yeah, so with us guys, my uncle's the main buyer, and he just buys what he believes. Generally, we get it right. Sometimes we get it wrong, but generally, we get it right. At the moment, it's a really strange time in the flower industry. The war in the Ukraine has had a big impact. Russia's had a big impact. So, and the price of gas is really affecting the price of flowers. So flower supply is harder than it has been, but we just purchase what we believe we're going to sell. Russia's a massive player in the flower market. No flowers were going into Russia, so we see prices drop quite considerably. However, as the gas prices increase, most of the products like lisianthus are grown in greenhouses that are heated. The gas prices have gone up probably triple. So now growers are saying we may switch off the heating, switch off the lights, and we'll let what comes through naturally grow.
Oh, so how are you planning for that?
That's our next sort of logistics and trying to work out. We're looking at Colombia, Ecuador, different growers that we've never looked at before to try and make sure we've got enough stock. I think there's been a little bit of negativity in the media regarding our people profiteering out of the Queen's death. I would say absolutely not. You know, people choose how they want to celebrate someone's life. No one's marking up prices higher for that reason. And I think it's a nice way to people to remember her, really. I do.
That's John Davidson of Tom Brown Wholesale there. King Charles III has declared today a public holiday in the UK, and that means businesses up and down this country have closed as a mark of respect to the Queen. But the decision wasn't a black and white one for many. While many department stores, entertainment venues, and post offices are closed today, McDonald's, for example, will reopen its 1,300 UK restaurants at 5 p.m. Some pubs will allow people to gather and watch the state funeral this morning, and one chain of gyms plans to allow people in starting at 4 p.m., Richard Burge is chief executive of the London Chamber of Commerce. He explains how businesses decided whether to open or close.
The government and the palace have been very clear that they're not issuing any guidance. They're just letting businesses make their own decisions. So most businesses are making it around, first of all, their own attitude to the death of the Queen, what they think their customers would prefer, and what their staff want as well. So many places are shutting unless they are directly involved in servicing all these people coming into London, in which case most of those are staying open, not just to the visitors coming to London to mourn the Queen, but also for the thousands of workers who've come into London to actually service the event. I mean, for instance, one of our members owns a hotel which is being refurbished in the centre of London. He now has 1,500 soldiers staying in that hotel who are on duty for the week.
Of course, hotels are going to be busy, as you say, some other smaller businesses. When it comes to actually making this decision from businesses, I mean, surely this is a difficult one if we sort of think about the current economic situation here in the UK. We have inflation that's near a 40-year high, slowing growth, worries about a recession. How do businesses take into account the possibility of losing a day of business that they may need that money to help pay the bills?
Well, I think we'll find that most businesses whose services will be required over these few days will remain open. And some of them, their licenses have been extended so they can operate 24 hours a day. So this is not telling them to do it, but giving them the ability to provide services. Businesses are run and managed by people who are feeling the same emotions that everyone else in the country and in the capital is feeling at the moment. They feel, on one hand, they want to get on with it because very much the spirit of the Queen and the royal family is don't fuss, you know, get on with life. But on the other hand, they feel a deep need to pay respect and also to reflect their sadness.
When we consider, you know, the energy crisis that we have here in Europe, there is a lot of pressure from businesses on government to do more to support them so that they can pay their bills and stay open long term. What are you hearing from businesses about that and how, you know, an entire day out of business could affect that?
I think the frustration that businesses feel is not with having a day of delay, it's the fact they don't think government has got a clear strategy for dealing with the situation. So I think businesses are perfectly capable and want to manage days of the mourning and the lying in state in a respectful way because they understand that this is not just about price and cost, this is about values, and there are people leading the way.
So perhaps a day where business is shut, but if we look just slightly into the future with the coronation on the horizon, that could also be a bank holiday, but maybe a time for celebration and more spending that businesses can count on.
Yes, it will. And of course, the coronation will be well planned. I mean, it's probably going to be well over a year before it happens. Yes, it might be a day's holiday, but everyone plans for it. But I want to reassure people this is not a country which has gone into some sort of decline because the Queen has died. It's the sadness of somebody who played such a prominent part in our lives for all our lives, and we are going to miss her. So we are not in despair, we're just sad.
Richard Burge, Chief Executive of the London Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Well, the state funeral service for Queen Elizabeth will begin in the next few minutes. Her coffin has been making its way to Westminster Abbey with family, led by King Charles, following behind. Don't forget, you can follow all of our coverage throughout the day. Head to bbcworldservice.com for the latest. For now in Westminster, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.